We didn't have nisuin. I'm not allowed to do it. But he says, I did it. I live with my kala, and she's pregnant from me. That's the case. So what's the halacha? Do we believe them or not? So Rashi says, Rashi, in minoi means emes mimenihu. It's true that the kid is my kid. So the Shita speaks out, like, what does Rashi come to add? What's Rashi's extra three words? So really the question is, how does the father, how does the chosan know it's his kid? All he could say is that I live with my kala. But maybe the kala still live with somebody else. Like the Rasvar is to say, she's not allowed to live with a chosan now, because she's only in Arusa. So Elamai, she had snus with a chosan. We should be afraid. Migo de afkar legabi chosan, afkar legabi achar. Maybe she has snus with somebody else. And maybe the baby, the kid, is from another husband. That maybe she, the kid is a mamzer. So Shita says, the Rashi means to say is, what the husband is saying now, emes many who means, that I know for sure it's my child means, I watched my wife the last 2 weeks. Like I know for sure she didn't leave with any other man. Not stam the pshat, the chosn saying, I live with her. But he's saying more than that. He's saying that I was with her, whatever it was, they had kedushin a month ago. So the chosn is saying this last month, I was with my wife the whole time. Day and night we were together. And I know for sure she didn't live with any other man, only for me. That's what the chosn is saying. So do we believe them or not? So Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yosef Yossi says, L'may nechesh, like what's your question? Of course we believe them. What should you be afraid about? L'may nechesh lo. Chodah one svar is the ha-komoida. That the husband agrees. The husband is agreeing to say that he lived with his wife. And the way Rashi says, he watched her the whole time, that she did not live with anybody else, that the svar to believe him, either is a svar from an Edechod, or a Dinvori, or else is a svar from Yakir, a father has a special namonis. A father has a right to say about his own child. There's a special Gzeret HaKosim about Hilchos Bechor. If we don't know who the Bechor is, the father has a right to say, this son is my Bechor. He's Nemon on his own children. So therefore, the Chosin is Nemon, he agrees that he lived with his kala, and it's his son, so there's no question. For Yoyed, another svar is, Mashmi, even if the chosim would not agree. Ho Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Gamliel, that we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, that Rabbi Gamliel says like an Al Mishnah, when the girl is pregnant, we don't know who the husband is, with our husband, she's not married, Znus, we don't know who the boy was, so Rabbi Gamliel says we believe her, when she says it was to a kashra, we believe her. She has the cheskas kashras and a tainas bari. We believe her. So even if the husband would not be around now, even if the husband would not be in agree, would not agree, but we believe the mother though. She says borally, it's only from my husband, from the chosin, and she has a cheskas kashras that she's still mutter to her husband. She doesn't do averis. She doesn't do znus with somebody else to have a chiyuv skiler on her. Therefore, we should believe her. So the kashra is what's the viyoid. The second thing is, v'yoyed mashm, even if the husband doesn't agree. The question is, though, what is the husband saying? If the husband is disagreeing and saying, no, I did not live with you, so then Rabbi Gamliel would not agree in such a case. That's called the bari yabari. If the husband is saying, no, I didn't live with you, and she says, yes, I did live with you, havada, we wouldn't believe her. So husband is a bari, he's saying against her, we wouldn't believe her. So you have to say, either it's talking about that the husband is just not around, or else the husband died, so we don't know the truth. Another pshat is the way Rashi learned the Rishonim speak out is very good. Rashi learned the first pshat is the chosin is saying, I watched my wife the last 2 months. I was with her day and night. Iva'oid means, even if the chosin doesn't say that, the chosin doesn't know what happened to his wife the last 2 months. The chosin only agrees, I lived with my wife once. That's all he's saying. But he doesn't say she didn't live with another man. So maybe we have to be afraid, just like she has nus with a husband, because it's before Nisuyin, maybe she lived with another man. That's the Gemara of Yoyed, no? There's a svar to say we believe her. She's telling her she did not live with anybody else. She only lived with a chosin. So therefore, that's the Yoyed. So we pass like Rabbi Gamliel, that she should be Neman. So therefore, Poshet, she is still mutter to her husband, and the kid is not a mamzer. The kid is a kosher yid. So Amalei Abaye said back to Rabbi Yosef, who v'ho in this case over here, Kilei Moida, in a case where the chosin does not agree, either he died, or else we're learning the Rashi, the chosin only says he lived with his kala, but he doesn't know what happened to her afterwards. So you want to say what Machshir Rabbi Gamliel, that Rabbi Gamliel says will believe the mother here, to say that she only lived with the chosin, and the kid is a kosher kid, is that true? I v'ho Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana, like I'm teaching you, Halacha Krav Gamliel, Staka true. In the Ikamach Lekis Nam Mishnah between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, if we believe the mother or not, true. Meikara Din, we should believe the mother. She has a Tainas Bari, and she has a Chazaka, the Kashrus, we should believe her. But you should know, Lamaisa, the Ad Loitevet Uvda, Ad Yikarev Ksherim Etzla. Lamaisa, you should not believe the mother, unless it's also in a place that rove people around the Raksherim. Like in our Mishnah's case, where you have this girl that became pregnant, and we don't know from who. If she became pregnant in this city, and in this city most people living there are kosher Jews, that's the case where we hold Lamaisa like Rabbi Gamliel. Then you're allowed to believe the mother that she is still kosher to get married to a Kohen, and who are then the kid is kosher. But Mashmav is not in a place that rove people around the Raksherim, then Lamaisa we don't believe her. Now over here, Vahocha, what's the case over here? This girl is married already. She's a Kala. She's married. She had Kedushin already. So Bezoi, if the doubt is who she lived with, Roy Psulametzla, rove people in the world are also to her. There's only one person that's mutter to her, only a chosin. So if we have a doubt now that maybe she lived with somebody else, the doubt is that rove people are puzzle to her. So if so, lalacha, we should not trust her then. Like Bishloim, if the chosin is agreeing here, and Mefratwe Rashi says, the chosin says, I know, I was with her the whole time, she didn't live with anybody else, very good, then we believe him. But if you want to say he doesn't know that, you only want to trust her, we only trust her when there's a Reif Sherim Etzla. And here they are Reif Sulem Etzla. Rashi adds on even more strong. Rashi says, Arusa Hakil Psulem Etzla. Not only Reif, Rashi says Hakil. Everybody's possible. Chutz Minoris, there's only one person she's mutter to. But everybody else is also to her. So if so, we should not believe her. Before she speak out, Rashi wants Hakil is, because the Chur here it's better. Like the Chur here, she's married to the Chosin. So the Svara to say, she lived with the Chosin, not with anybody else. That's Rashi Yedzan, no. She know Akil Psulim Etzla. Since everybody else is possible to her, there is a slight chance, maybe she lived with somebody else, and anybody else would make a possible, so then the Chur, we should not believe her. So Gemara answers like this, it's not Shver. Well, the time, according to what you want to say, anyway, Tik Shilach Yigufa. You have a kasher anyway. What did Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel just get finished saying? He said a madnazach. He said like this. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said what? Halacha. Halacha is Krav Gamliel. So it's mashma what? That we believe her no matter what. But then he said, V'yat le'tevet uvdat. But don't do it until you have rov. Until you have rov people are kasher around her. So what are you saying? What did you get finished saying halacha Krav Gamliel? And then you said no. According to Rabbi Gamliel, we believe the girl, no matter what, even though they're Roi Psulim Etzlo, we believe her, because she has a bari and a chazaka. So you said, Allah, Rabbi Gamliel. And then right away you changed the morning. You just said, V'yat let tevet uvda, but don't do anything until you have Rav Ksherim. It's like you're saying two opposite things. So Mer says, Ella, Ma Yisloch Lameima, what do we have to say? What did Shmuel mean to say? He meant to say like this. Ho lechetchila ho dievet. Lechetchila means before the girl gets married, if she comes to ask a shayla in Bezdin, am I allowed to marry a kohen now? Bezdin will tell her no. Lechetchila, we're not going to trust you unless we have rov ksherim etzla. Unless this nus happened in a city that rov people there are kosher. Mashenkin, if it happened in a city where rov people have psulim etzla, Bezdin will be afraid that maybe you live with a guy, maybe you live with a mamzer, and you're possible to marry a kohen. Abhor the yevet. That's what I told you, Halacha Krav Gamliel, that means b'dievet. Let's say Lamaisa, this girl married a Kohen. She got married to a Kohen already. Now the Shalarish, should Bezdin tell her to give her get or not? B'dievet, we say no. If she already got married already, b'dievet, we hold like Rabbi Gamliel. That we believe the girl, that she says, burly, I only live with a kosher, a Jew, she's still mutter to get married to a Kohen, b'dievet, we trust her. That's what Rav Yehuda meant to say. Similar in our case, is also very good. And now a case that's also called Kedibyevadami. Because we're talking about the who Oris Gramma Sosli. They had Kedushin already. You have a Kala and a Chos and they got married already. So the question is now, if we're afraid she live with another man, she's a Saita. She'll be Yasa to husband. She'll have to get a get. And Vaita, the kid will be a Mamzer. Like in the Chos, but the Yevad, Godom is there. You're making a kid a Sophic Mamzer, he won't be able to marry anybody. He can't marry a Kosher Yid, he can't marry a Mamzer. He won't be, he's a suffix man, he can't marry anybody. Saying the chob, the evet, God of Azir, therefore, Vada, here it's good what he said, that v'yoit, even if the husband doesn't agree that he watched his wife no time, but since she is telling us that she only lived with the husband and nobody else, this is called the b'di'evet. And therefore, Vada, b'di'evet, the halacha is like a b'gamliel, that we believe the mother here to say that she only lived with a husband, and therefore she is still mutter to live with a husband, and no, at the end, the kid, Avada, was a kosher kid. But Romi lay Abaye la Rava. Abaye is the new kashin out to Rava. Homiyam Rav Yeshua in the menes. Is it true that Rav Yeshua says in our Mishnah, we don't believe the girl? Again, where a girl became pregnant, we don't know from who. So Rav Yeshua says we have to be afraid. Maybe she has nus with a mamzer. Maybe she has nus with a guy, and she is possible to get married to a kohen. She can't get married to a kohen. And no, then she has a kid. Her kid is also possible to marry a kohen. But the Gemara Minu, I have a kasher on this. It says like this: Hayid Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. They both said over Edus that the locher is al almonas issa, the almona of a doe. Issa means a doe. What does it mean a doe here? It means a kitzah. The husband was a cholol, a suffic cholol. The husband had a suffic upon him if he's a cholol or not. Rashi says the case is that original was a husband threw a get to his wife. And it's a suffix if the get was closer to her or closer to the husband. And 2 days later, the husband died. So the shaila now was, is this lady an almona? And then she's allowed to get married to a kohen? Or do we say no, when the get reached her, was more closer to her, and she's called the grusha? If she's a grusha, she can't marry a kohen. And what happened afterwards was a kohen married her. And they had a boy. So the chura, this boy now was called the suffix cholol. On the tzad, the mother's a grusha, so the kohen did an avera by marrying her, the kid's a cholol. On the tzad, the mother wasn't an amona, the get was not chal, the kohen's allowed to marry, the kid's a kosher kid. So kids, so you have a kid that's a sofer cholol. Now this sofer cholol now gets married. And then he dies. So Shiloh is his almona, what's the luck of his almona? Can the kohen marry her or not? On the tzad, they say, this boy now that died, he was a real cholol. So lachar is when a cholol lives with a lady, he makes her also possible to get married to a kohen. So kitzah, his wife is like a sveik is a second suffix, whether she's going to be mutter to get married to a kohen or not. The first suffix is the original mother that received the get. We don't know if the get was chal or not. So she has one chazakah to say that since before the get, she wasn't the gerusha, she's mutter to a kohen, she must probably still mutter to a kohen. Now she had got married to a kohen and she had a kid. So good, the kid is a sofer cholol. When this kid gets married to an almona now, gets married to a lady, this second lady also has her own chazaka. That up until now she was kosher to a kohen. So most probably she's still kosher to a kohen. So Mela, the mother, this almona is called a sveik. So the locher is al almona sisa. This almona, this lady now, that her husband just died. But her husband was an issa, means was a sofik, and he was a cholol or not. So Yeshua says, she ksher lakuna. You should know she's allowed to marry a kohen. That's the locha. So the chura, you see what? Why is she allowed to marry a kohen? Because we believe the mother, the chura, to say that she wasn't the grusha. You see, we believe the mother. So the chura, you see, Rabbi Yeshua does believe the mother. So how come in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe the mother? Well, it says no. Amalei, hochi hashto. What does one have to do with the other? Hosam over there, I'll tell you by the Amonis Issa. There the only suffix was the first get that was thrown to that first wife, was it a good get or not? So I tell you, Hosam Isha Nisais, Boydekes Venisais. Like before she got married to a kohen, she checked it out carefully. She made sure to know that the get was not close to her. The get, like, was close to the husband, at least a half a mina, that she could check that out. So therefore, when she gets married, we say she's kosher. She's not really a grusha. So therefore, the kid is also like a kosher kid. And therefore his wife, his almona, is also kosher. But hocha, now Mishnah, Isha Mezana, Bodekes Mezana. Like if Yeshua holds no, Yeshua says that when the girl has a desire to have znus, she doesn't check out with who it is. Whoever it is, she'll have znus with. So therefore Yeshua says when a girl became pregnant, we know she had znus. We don't know with who. We have to be afraid with the worst of the worst. Therefore here we don't believe her. So my Rava says like this. First of all, do you have Yeshua, do you have Yeshua Kasha? Like he only has to steer on Yabishua and Yabishua. What about Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Gamliel Kasha? Why didn't he ask a stira in Rabbi Gamliel also? Like we'll soon see. There's a stira in Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Gamliel. Why? Because for a Katani Sefer, we learned the Sefer being like this. For a Katani Sefer, we learned.
Alright, turn over.
Yeah, but Katani Sefer, we learned in the Sefer. Omalehen Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said over like this, Yishino ki balnu eiduskem. Like Rabbi Gamliel said to Yeshua, we're mekabel, we agree what you're saying. That you, Rabbi Yeshua, are being made, you're telling over us an edus, that this salmon is kosher. I believe you, that's what you say, that's what you're mekabel, maybe from your Rebbe. Avol ma'anaseh, but Rabbi Gamliel is saying, but what can I do though? Sharei goza Rabbi Yechon Medzakei. Rabbi Yechon Medzakei made a gzera, shaloi lohoishuv bezen akach, that Bezdin does not accept such a lady, such an amono, she's tak apostle, she's not allowed to get married to a kohen. Why? Shah kahanim shomim lochem l'rochik. The kahanim only listen to us if we're going to say l'rochik, to say this lady can't get married to a kohen. This amono now, since it's a suffix, maybe her husband was a cholul. If her husband was a cholul, she becomes apostle to a kohen. So the kahanim don't let her get married to a kohen anymore. Avonoi l'karif. And they only listen to you if you say she's also, but not to Mekariv, not to say she could get married. So it comes out the bottom, Gamliel is saying in such a case, the Amona, we don't believe the Amona, that the Amona is not allowed to get married. We have to be afraid, maybe her husband was a Cholul. If her husband was a Cholul, apostle of Kayin, because her mother was a Grusha that got married to a Kayin, therefore this son, the Cholul, when he lives with his wife becomes apostle to a Kayin. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, she remains psula. So according to Stira, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Gamliel. And now Mishnah Rabbi Gamliel says we believe her. And here it says we don't believe her. She's psula. So when I said the Torah says like this, Elo Omar Rava. Rava answers like this. To Rabbi Gamliel, other Rabbi Gamliel Lakasha. There's no Stira from our case here, Amonas Issa, to the case of our Mishnah. Why? Hossam in our Mishnah, they're the cases this girl became pregnant. Bori, she says for sure she knows from who? We don't know. We're only Yeshema. We don't know from who. But she says, Bori, she says for sure she knows who the boy was. It was a kosher boy. That's why Rabbi Gamliel says we believe her. With a tiny as Bori, when she says for sure on herself, Bori helps, we believe her. But Hocher over here, this Almona, Shema, she herself doesn't know for sure who her husband was. Her husband had to be a Safa Cholul. The Namona doesn't know for sure her husband wasn't the Safak Halum, because the Safak was originally the first mother when she got a get, was it a good get or not? And that Lamaisa is not shattered to Mavire. Lamaisa, the get was thrown. It was a Safak if the get reached closer to her, or did the get remain closer to the husband? And that remains a Safak? That nobody knows. So Lamaisa, the Salmona, is Taka Safak Issa. She's only a Shema. Since she herself is only a Shema, she doesn't know for sure, Rabbi Gamliel doesn't believe her. Because according to Rabbi Gamliel, there's a mile of a Bori. A Chazaka with a Bori. She has a Cheskas Kashris. And she's also telling us clearly, she knows what happens, that she lived with a Kashra boy, then we believe her. But here by the Amona, she does not know herself who her husband was. Was the husband a Cholul or not? Because it's impossible to find out the truth. Therefore, it remains a Shema. Therefore, Minas Shema, Rabbi Gamliel agrees, we don't use the Chazaka. That Minas Safik, she's also. In the Melo, the Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbi Yeshua, Naam Alakasha. I'll give you another answer. There's no stira to Rabbi Yeshua from Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah. Hosom Chodes Veka. In our Mishnah, there's only one Safik, only one doubt. This girl now became pregnant. We don't know from who. There's one Safik. Who is the boy? Was the boy a mamzer? Was the boy a guy? Was the boy a kosher yid? We don't know who he was. But since there's one suffix involved, that's a Yeshua Shitas, my loss of Yuchsin, we don't trust her. With one suffix, we have to be afraid she has nus, with the worst of the worst, that she's possum, the kid is possum. But hoch over here by this Amona, Shrei Sveiki, it's like a Sveiker over here. There are two Sveikers involved. So it's a big shell exactly what is the case of this Amona sister. I only told you over one case of Rashi. But even according to that case of Rashi, the svara is, it's like two sveikis means there are two chazakas to use. There's the first original mother, when she got the get, it's a suffix if the get was chal to her or not. So we have a suffix if her get is not, a chazaka, which is say the get was not a good get. So her chazaka says she's only an amona, she's kosher. Now, when she had a son and the son got married to another wife, so that wife, this amona, she also has her own chazaka. She has a chazaka, she was kosher to Kohen before, most probably she's still kosher. So since there are two different sveikas involved, here of Yeshua's mekel. Mashenkin and now Mishnah, where there's only one suffix involved, there is Machmer. Hilkach, therefore, what comes out? The Rabbi Gamliel. According to Rabbi Gamliel's svar is, Olam Leibari. He holds in our Mishnah, when the girl says she knows for sure what happened, we believe her. The Afilu Bechad Sveika Nami Machsher. Even though there's only one suffix involved, who was the boy, still we believe her. Since she says Bori, Bori has an emonis atayna by Yisurim, or Bori is Neman, you're a Baldova, you believed. In the Gemara before it said, Zu Edis Sheisha Ksherila. Before it was Mashma, it's an Edis de Kalocha, an Edecha de Kalocha. And here it's Mashma, Tainas Bori. But our Koponim of Galil says, we believe her, because she says for sure what happened. But the Kilei Shema, in a case where she does not know what happened, like the case of an Amonis Issa, this Amona now, she can't tell us for sure what her husband was. She herself also has a doubt whether her husband was a Cholol or not. So therefore, when there's a Shem or a doubt involved, nobody's telling us for sure what happened, the Afilo B'Sveik, Sveik and Amipostle. Rabbi Gamliel does know from the Sveik is not strong enough. Even though other places Sveik, Sveik helps, but by Yuchsin, there's a my loss of Yuchsin, the Rabbanu Machmir, the Geyatilchus Yuchsin. If she or the kid can marry a Kohen, we have to be afraid, maybe the mother is a Chololo, and she can't marry a Kohen, even though there are two Sveikas involved. But since there's no Bori, we say she can't marry a Kohen. That's Rabbi Gamliel's Svara. That a Bori means a lot, but a Shem, if we don't know, she's possible misafik. But Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Svara is the opposite way. That Olam Leichot Sveika. He holds if there's only one suffix involved, one doubt, you have to go to Chumra. The Afilo Bebori Nami Posel. Even though she says for sure this girl, she knows who the boy was, we don't trust her. Since there's only one suffix involved, who was that boy? If it was a guy, she's posel lakuna. When a suffix malosum yusin, we don't trust her, she's posel. Sveika. But Rabbi Yeshua holds, in a case where there are two doubts involved, two sveikas, that's a kula. The Afilo b'shema nami machsher. There Rabbi Yeshua says, even though it's only a shema, we taka don't know if she's a chalala, if the husband was a chalala or not. It's a sofer chalul. But still, there are two sveikas involved. Rabbi Yeshua holds, sveika is better. Sefka machloikis. Avadid is only a shal in the rabbonins, as the swore from malos and b'yuchsin. Like Midi Yeraisa, Avadre, Chazokis, and Bori, everybody says she's believed. But the Shalom and the Rabbanon, though, we say, Ma Losa Meyuchsin. To get married to a Kohen, the Rabbanon made a lot of Sveikis, that you have to be sure. So Yeshua says, whenever we have one Sufik, the Rabbanon said it's also. Two Sveikis, Sveik is Mutter. The Gamliel says, no, I don't care how many Sveikis are here. If there's a Tainas Bori, she knows what she's talking about, she's believed. But if it's a Shema, even though there's a Sveik Sveika, and usually Sveik Sveika is Mutter, but over here, Asma Losam B'Yuchsin, Sveik Sveika is not Neman. Tana Rabbonin. Now we're going to explain what was the case of Amona Sisa. Tana Rabbonin. Ezeyu Amona Sisa. What's the case of an Amona Sisa, nor is this Amona, in other words, a husband, was a Sufik, if he's possible or not? So the question is the Amon, is his wife kosher or not? But Yeshua said, yes, the wife is kosher. In which case, like the Yeshua say, what was the edus that this Amon, she's still kosher to get married to a Kohen? So the Brisa says, Kol Shein Bo, where there is no doubts about Loi Mishum Mamzeris. It's not a question of Suffolk if the husband was a Mamzer or not. Loi Mishum Nesinus, not if the husband was a Nosin. That's from the seven nations that they were Magaya, the Torah says, we can't marry them, was his Chatnimbom. We're not afraid, there's not a suffix whether he's an Evid. Av the Melochim Toises Rashi speaks out, Av the Shloimoi, Shoyashirim of Al Israel, Venosalem, Venos Yisrael, that the Avodim Nevet Kananis of Shloima Melech, they were very rich, and they used to marry Jewish girls. So that's not our doubt over here. If that would have been the doubt, one of these cases, we would take a say she's also. But the cases, like we said, the doubt is whether the husband was a Sofer Cholul or not. That's our doubt. Now, Omer Rabbi Meir, Meir says like this, Shamati, I heard over like this, Kol Shein Bo Echod Mikol Eilu. If the wife, if the husband, I mean, was not one of these fakis, was not a mamzer, was not a nephew, was not a nosin, then Masin Lakuna, then the Yalmona, his wife, is allowed to get married to a kohen. So Lechura, Rabbi Meir is saying the same thing the Tanakhama says. Not the Gemara soon could ask. What is Rabbi Meir saying more than the Tanakhama is saying? Lechura, they're both saying the same thing. So when do we say the Amon is allowed to get married to a Kohen? If it's only a doubt if the husband was a Cholul or not. A Cholul means that he was born from a Psul Kuna. Like his mother was a Grusha, married to a Kohen, so that's an Avera. The kid's a Cholul. That's the only time we say his wife is Mutter. But if the Suffolk is, if the husband's a Mamzer, or a Nosn, or an Eved, then Taka the Apostle. So it's the same thing as a Tanakama. Vaita, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Reimer. Mishum Rabbi Meir. He said over the name of Rabbi Meir. V'cheinu ayir Rabbi Shimon ben Menasiyoy mekidvorev. He also agreed to them. That what? Eizeyu amonas Issa. Where is the case again that this Amona, this lady, where her husband was an Issa like a doe, means there were a lot of sveikas, we did not know if the husband was kosher or not. What's the case talking about? Kol shenitma bo safacholul. In the case, nitma means it got mixed up there, a safacholul. We do not know if your husband was a chol or not. And he adds on that Makirim Yisroel Mamzerim Shabanayim. Klai Yisroel know who are Mamzerim. In other words, a color goes out. Rachmon is somebody's born a Mamzer. Everybody knows about it. A color goes out. People talk about it. Like everybody knows who's a Mamzer, who's not. But Vien Makirim Chalolim Shabanayim. Klai Yisroel doesn't know too clearly who are the Chalolim. We have a suffix if the kid's a chol or not. Was his mother a Grusha married to a Kohen or not? That people don't know. That's not so Shchiach based. People don't know about that. That's what he's saying. So we'll soon see what he means to say. Now we'll explain. Omamar, said before. Started off, Eizeyu Amonis Issa. What's the case of an Amonis Issa that the wife is still Mutter? Kol Shein Bo Loi Mishum Amzeris, Loi Mishum Nesinus, Loi Mishum Avdim Lochim. Where the husband was not a suffix, was not a doubt, whether maybe he was a Mamzer, or maybe he was an Esinos, or maybe he was Abdim Lochim. That's not the case. What is the case, though? Ha-cholo, kosher. But the case is, if the suffix was the husband was a cholonat, that's the case that we said the Amon was kosher. That's the case that the Amon was kosher. Where the husband is only a suffix if he's a cholol or not. But if it's a suffix, if the husband's a Mamzer or not, then we go to Chumrah. So the Gemara, why? What's the difference? Ma'ishna hanech diraisa, cholol nami diraisa. If you want to say because if the husband was a mamzer, therefore his wife is not allowed to marry a kohen, that's an issa midiraisa. For the Gemara, the same thing about a cholol. If the husband was a cholol, he makes his wife a cholola. She's also not allowed to marry a kohen now midiraisa. So what's the difference? How come you say if the amona was an amona from a safek cholol, she's muta, but if she's an amona from a safek mamzer, she's also? What's the difference? It's one question. Fisu went further, it says, the next case says, Amar Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, Shamati, I heard over like this, that Kol Shein Bo Echad